But there's nothing else out there. The closest bottle shop's 400k away. Just a little cannonball run.
Brought to you by the papier-mâché capital of the world, it's the Cowboys' Defence. Welcome to On the Ranch. Brought to you by Molly Malone's Irish Pub at the eastern end of Flinders Street. Get on down, say g'day to Cole, and if you're a Patreon listener, get yourself a free drink. Yes, Patreon listeners got themselves a good almost 40 minutes worth of backstory there. We'll call it backstory because it leads into what's going on tonight. Hi, I'm XRBob on Twitter. That guy over there, Morgan Holmes Evans.
Hey, Rob, how you doing this weekend?
Pretty good. This weekend? Man, you don't even know what day it is.
I'm just thinking what about weekend it was.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a long
Tuesday
week.
Evening.
Short week.
Oh, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. Are you taking the Friday?
I had Monday off, so.
Oh, easy weekend for you.
And I'm working from home on Friday as well.
Tough gig. Tough gig. Sorry. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the pod.
And the other cough on the other end over there, pistol blazing, two guns. Pew, pew.
Hey, good evening. Rob's not going to work. I'm working from home.
No, he's not.
I had Monday off and I've got Thursday off and I got... Just on that, and I know footy show, and before we get to Bill as well, I do want to say this loud and proud. Anzac Day, yes, it is a public holiday, but guys, don't just treat it as a day off. Pay your respects in one way or another. That's if you go to a dawn service, if you go to the march, if you watch the stuff at home, light up your dawn, do something. This is not just a public holiday. All these years ago, these brave men and women fought for our freedom today. So don't just treat Anzac Day as another day to get on the piss Wednesday night and have Thursday off. Like, do something and repay some respects on Thursday with it.
I mean, by all means, drink till you fall over, but get up in the morning and do something.
Do something. You've got to pay respects of some sort.
You won't be the only one. There's plenty of soldiers who get on it the Wednesday night too and still get up and march.
Absolutely, they do. I'll be front and centre.
You can see them marching and they're the only one sweating. It's really... There'll be 30 or 40 of them in a line and there's one guy just pissing sweat and he's just struggling the entire time.
I'll be at the Strand Dawn service. I was about to say front and centre, but by the time we get there, we're not usually at that flame, but we're definitely got it. We're close. We're there. We're definitely... We're there.
I believe I saw you last year, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think I saw you there last year too. Not at the dawn, at the parade.
Yeah, at the parade. Because your girls were marching.
I did. They missed out this year. They didn't get their permission forms in early enough, but I think we're going to head down anyway.
You need a permission form to march?
They could only fit a certain number of students in because they're restricted to because there's that many schools.
Yeah.
So, and they didn't get their permission forms in quick enough. They could have handed them in yesterday, but...
Sounds like a parental problem.
Yeah.
Busy at work, were you?
Yesterday? No. Take
a Friday off and use that as your piss up, but don't just waste Anzac Day as a public holiday. It's more than that.
Thanks, boss. Joining us at the table, Billy's on the video. He's got his charger this week, so he's not going to cut short.
Yeah, we're not cutting short this week, guys.
Bring your mic onto your lap.
I did like what you did with the video, though. You just faded into our logo at the end there. That was good.
That was the best I could do, really.
So. I liked it. It was good. It was a good pickup.
I was just happy that I didn't lose the video.
Yeah, weren't we all. Yes, Patreon chat was about 40 minutes worth. That one is brought to you by, Property and Finance.
Probably one of my more favourite pre-chat this year.
I thought you were going to say one of your more favourite property
Less
and finance
Titanic
people.
This week.
There wasn't much at all.
No.
There was one reference.
Yep.
And that was hitting the 130K mark.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was? Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't even catch that one.
Set her to see you, Mr. Murdoch. Let's stretch her legs.
I knew that from something. I didn't know what it was. I was thinking maybe like, what was that great Sean Connery sub-movie, Red October?
That is actually up there with one of my all-time greats.
Fantastic. You know what's equal to that? Crimson Tide.
No.
No? Crimson Tide's a great movie.
I think, wasn't... No. It's nothing like Red October.
Red October is fantastic. It top is tier.
The best. I can top recite tier. It line for line. Can
that's you? The first time we see a young Jack Ryan.
Is it really?
Yes, actually, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. I didn't even realise that early on.
But, did you, being a Red October fan and a Jack Ryan fan, did you like that's the rebooted favorite. Jack Ryan Secret Agent movie they released, I don't know, 10 years ago or so with Kev Costner?
Oh,
he was not obviously Jack Ryan. But
I don't recall it.
Yeah.
No.
I really enjoyed that.
What I don't mind is the TV series Jack Ryan on Amazon at the moment.
Really good.
Yeah.
With Krasinski.
I've only gotten through two episodes of that so far. But
it's one you got to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's why. Like I've been...
Yeah. And second season is...
Sometimes I've been a bit too bounced out for the
second following. Season is a lot of... It's based in France, so there's a lot of subtitles.
Je m'appelle.
Which... You know, you got to put your thinking cap on for that one.
Elder Toilet.
What's your thoughts on watching TV shows or movies with subtitles?
I love it. I'm a big fan.
If it calls for it, yeah.
See, I've never been a subtitle fan watcher at all, but had to watch a movie down south I had a choice, but I chose to watch with my brother-in-law who's a bit hard of hearing, so I'm talking to me, what's the subtitles on? Oh, because Jeremy. Oh, that's right. It does actually make you know what's happening more in the movie, but I found myself reading too much instead of watching the scene.
But that's because you don't do it that much. More you do it, the more you get used to it, and you're sort of you're watching and reading.
It's like you're reading a book but watching a movie at the same time, so you're reading the book version of the movie.
Yeah, but also because a lot of the dialogue in these freaking movies these days is too low compared to the rest of the action.
Mm. All right, old man.
So,
Well,
it is.
And he's got a point. How bad is it when you're watching a movie and it's like, oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. The voice of the characters are on soft, so I've got to turn it up to 35.
God, watching a movie with you two must be fun. You can't hear anything. He can't read anything.
Oh, shit, turn it back down again to 10. Oh, now turn it back on. Now turn it back down.
Pete sits down for a movie now. Glasses on.
Glasses on. Sometimes. Volume up.
Just pump the brakes. I only have to use my glasses if I'm reading a menu, if it's in a shit format, like black on dark background. Yeah,
sure.
Sometimes the laptop.
Yep.
There's
the justification.
There's the phone, which is cranked up on max font.
Have you seen my phone font?
Zoomed in.
Yes. My phone font has not changed for about 10 years.
You know when you go to help like your bloody granddad or something? Yeah. He's got like some Zoom.
Four words per line.
That is ginormous compared to mine.
Because about 10 years or so ago, something happened and it just blew up me font. And I went, this is way big. This is shit. Where's the normal size one? And everyone that uses my phone goes,
yeah, that's me.
How big's your phone? Yeah, that's no chance. And I got something happened and I don't know how to change it. And then they just went like this.
And you just stuck with it.
Oh, no, I take it back. I liked it how it was.
Yeah, that'll be Android for you. Yeah. So just on subtitles, big fan of it. I reckon everything we watch has subtitles on. But one thing you don't want to do it on.
Now you've got to put our closed captions on by hand.
Yeah.
I'll just let AI do it.
Yeah.
That's a smart idea.
That'll work well.
The one thing you don't is comedy specials because it gives away the punchline.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you just read it and then you see the punchline and then 2 seconds later everyone starts laughing. It just ruins it.
Big part of the comedic
timing.
It's timing. Yeah.
Exactly right. It ruins the timing.
That's right.
Sort of like back in the day watching. Because mum and dad were massive fans of ABC radio and still are to this day. And I am too, I must admit.
Garden Outback Outback. What's the Outback show?
I love Grandstand. Grandstand radio is so good. Like you listen to the Saturday footy show and things like that. Sorry.
You're stroking your mic there, are you having fun?
But they would have the cricket on, the test match on radio, but have the TV playing on mute.
Mm.
But the radio is 2 seconds ahead of the TV. So you're trying to watch the TV going, fuck this radio off. And you know the result. Yep, he's caught it behind.
Yep.
And Gillespie's bowled the ball. Yeah, edge behind. Great.
It means you know that something's about to happen, though, so you can pay attention towards the TV.
And that's what they
brings
said.
Brings your head up quicker, and you can watch the replay.
That'll be reading the Australian or the Weekender or something and just, oh, McGrath's got a third. All right.
Oh, yeah, better have a quick peek. Oh, yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's how he did it. See, just they check know the front doing. Foot, no ball.
They know what they were doing. That's
smart.
Fine.
Oh, smart man.
I had another poll this week for trying to guess when Pistol's multi would end.
Ouch.
There was a few more correct guesses this week. First reg. First leg.
I just want to be fair, though. Out of the whole on the ranch tipsters, Bill and one other person picked Dragons. So I had DWZ and Warriors to win.
Yep.
So don't get up me for that loss.
I wasn't getting up you. I'm just saying.
Like, who saw Warriors losing two people out of 116?
Yeah, still, a loss is a loss.
This is fair, but then the very next game, Taruva scored his try.
Yeah. Don't say, in about 5-10 minutes' time when we get to the review of the game, don't just be changing your tune there.
A loss is a loss. Yeah. It's all happy. Yeah, that's it's all right. Good. It's just a game.
I think this – can we just do a comedy show this week? We won't even talk about the game.
I was actually thinking about talking about the my new favourite team, with Dallas Cowboys.
Ah.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
Why Dallas?
Cowboys. Yeah. Just steering the ship in the other direction.
Yeah.
That's
pretty average.
Who is your NFL team?
I've got two.
Dolphins, isn't it?
No, not Dolphins. Oh, no, Seahawks and Green Bay.
Why Seahawks? I can understand Green Bay 100%.
I've always liked Seahawks, and I went to Seattle. And I visited the stadium. Didn't actually see a game, but went to the stadium. So just had a little affinity for it. And I've always liked Green Bay for whatever reason.
Yeah, I've always was a Green Bay fan.
Cheesehead.
Brett Favre. Favre. That's why.
Yep, Favre. And who was the long haired receiver? Was it Wes Welker?
I don't know. Just
I keep saying Wes Welker today.
But ever since Trent put me onto this great TV show, Ranch Hands, get your eyes around this if you haven't already. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Great TV show. Ever since I started watching that,
go Birds.
Everything is just Phillies. I go Philly Eagles.
Go Birds.
I don't even follow the baseball or NBA, but you better believe I'm a Philly 76ers man.
Yep.
They got beaten today.
No doubt.
How do you know that? How do you know about baseball?
Baseball?
You're a baseball fan.
Did they get beaten? I didn't see that.
Oh, and who got beaten?
The 76ers.
Oh, the 76ers basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The baseball team's just called the Phillies.
Yeah, Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, okay.
who's the marketing director and board members? And all right, guys, we've got this Major League Baseball license. We're going to put a team in.
Yep.
You know, what should we call ourselves? Like, there's all these other mascots getting around. Oh, shit, man. You know, it's like pub opens in 2 minutes. We'll just call ourselves the Phillies.
Yeah, I'll do.
Do you know what their...
They'll run with that. Submit the license.
Do you know what their ice hockey team...
I do.
It's called?
I do.
Go.
Flyers.
Yeah. I just had to double check to make sure that was right.
I have followed the Flyers for a little while.
Yeah.
But in the NBA, I must admit, not that I follow NBA at all, but NBA Jam 95, great game. We were always Seattle Supersonics. My brother Steve and me. I was Sean Kemp. I was Kemp and he was Franklin.
Kemp and Payton.
Oh, man. You ever played NBA Jam 95 now?
Oh, you wouldn't be able to see it. Be so
No. This is legit. This is what we did a few years back. We rigged up a couple of PlayStation 1 controllers to fit into the a tower CPU, projected that onto the TV.
The tower CPU. Mm-hmm.
It's
a technical term.
The tower. Yeah. None of this laptop shit. And we're playing NBA Jam 95. Now, 4 quarters in NBA. Seattle Supers, we can't be beaten. We're 105-32. Goes to triple overtime. Every time when you play Chicago Bulls, there is something written in that algorithm where Chicago can't lose.
You got Horace Grant with the big glasses, big goggles.
Scotty Pimpin.
Scotty Pimpin. Pimpin.
Yeah, he was Pimpin. Every fourth quarter, he's Pimpin.
Pimpin.
Unbelievable. Like, there's an algorithm in that game. You're not allowed to beat Chicago. Bullshit.
Well, welcome to On the Ranch, the gaming podcast.
Oh, throwback to the 90s.
Yes.
We should have an NBA Jam 95 tournament.
Yeah, totally.
Bring it back.
Should be. Round 7 review versus the Sharks. We're only going to touch on this. Cause
he's heating up.
Pete almost got the score line right in his game day guesses. Just the wrong way
just
around.
Switch it.
Flipped it about 42 points to 6. You wanted 38 to 6.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
I did say 30 plus.
When Morgan said 30 plus last week, I was on him like, going, yep, Sunday day, Nico's dry hair, had a win the night before. I've got all these, I've got money, to free money. I had 15 free multis money. Lined up.
I bet.
And none.
Just bucks.
Not one.
I had outright scores, first tries, everything. Not one.
Well, 7 tries to 1. The one goes to Val Holmes. But Will Kennedy, Tom Hazelton, Sam Sonestreet, Braden Trindle, who we'll talk about in a minute, and Ronaldo Mulatalo getting over for Sharks.
Did Ronaldo score a couple?
Two.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, and Braden Trindle too. Nico Hines, 7 from 7. Had the laser on the boot.
Yeah, well, made it easy for him.
Yeah.
You know what I enjoyed most about this game? Most of them
scored right up the middle.
They didn't take an insulting 79th minute 1-point field goal.
They bloody could have.
That bought solace. Actually, like, yeah, we beat the spread.
I'm not so sure I could have. I'm not so sure they could have, because I pretty much stopped watching with after that second Molotalo try.
The eyes are on, but the body inside is dead.
Val Holmes got over in the 64th. Yay. What a conversion.
Actually,
sorry, 62nd.
Actually, shout out to Val scoring. There's a another podcast we follow, a page, Hello Sport, shout out. The Punters and Dribblers page they got, there's a bloke that posted his multi in there. He had every leg ticked, $10 outlay to win $14,000. Val Holmes was the last leg he needed.
Yeah.
When he scored that, I was actually cheering for him. Like, good on you, man. How good's this? And he's like, your team's 36-0. What are you cheering? Someone's just won $14,000. I don't even know the bloke. Good on him.
Good on him.
Lucky he picked Holmes because no one else. No one,
Oh, the reliable Nanai or Felty or something. No, I'll just pick Valentine. And, talk about picking a needle in a haystack.
45% possession to 55%. And I think that 45% flatters us. I think we only had about 33% of the ball in the first half.
It was hard viewing. And when we did, we gave it up.
Yeah, well, 73% completion rate, 28 from 38. The error count is, that's where it's at. It's 12 to 8. I don't know. It feels like it was a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, but that 8 is, it's their 8, but that's the game's won. Let's push the pass. Let's try something.
Yeah, getting a bit silly like towards
our 12 was shit 12.
Somehow missed tackles. 39 to the Cowboys, 34 to them. Again, maybe just sort of they were dying off towards the end. What happened to the old win the game early, score the points late
from 2 years ago? We're now winning the game late and not scoring points.
Right.
Yeah, that's the new motto.
Yeah, God, it's going well.
We lose a game and then they go and play the game on the Xbox and win it.
Yeah.
Must be. No, they're playing NBA Jam.
And then
it's Scotty Pimpin.
And then have an alternate Sunday three-leg father and son sack race to decide.
Sack race.
There should be some kind of sack racing. It was pretty dismal to watch. I don't know. There's nothing to really – what do you take out of it? Nothing happened from the week before. They sat down in the press conference and said, this is what we didn't do right. We're giving up too much. We're making too many mistakes and can't capitalize off it. And then they come out this week and do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
It's better to learn your lessons early in the season than at the end of a season.
Yeah, well, maybe we're getting it out the way early, because remember last year we went on this streak and then we just cobwebbed ourselves.
Yeah.
I think we're cobwebbing ourselves now, but we've had some wins on the board. We're still in the eight. Take that as a
percentage. On percentage.
Yeah, but without a bye, there's teams above us that have had a bye, so we're still there and thereabouts, like the true reflection ladder.
I'll give you that. Okay. All right. That's why I don't like the bye.
Don't give points for buys. There's no point in giving points for bye.
No.
Because everyone gets three.
It screws the ladder.
It does. It's not true.
It's not a true reflection.
Well, they can just give everyone the bye points at the start of a year. Then they can just take the buys during the week.
Just don't have buys.
Don't have buys.
Just put in our 18th team. So. Make it happen, Peter.
Where would you – hang on, serious question.
We should do is bring back Monday night footy.
I like Monday night.
Have only two games Sunday. Bring back Monday night footy, but as a lottery draw, and the algorithm has to suit that. The team that plays Thursday night plays a double up game on Monday. That's still a 5-day turnaround. It's no different to Sunday to Friday.
But then they got to play again the next week.
Yeah, but they might get the bye next week.
But how does that work?
But the team that doubles up plays Monday gets the bye the following week. And then that way...
Somehow I can see that not working.
Oh, look, there'd be a lot of jurisdiction and law enforcement.
Jurisdiction?
There'd be jurisdiction.
Yeah, there'd be something like that. There'd be some big word that's used in that.
Aristotle?
Yeah, Aristotle.
Yeah, logistics, Not jurisdictions. I knew there was a gist in there.
Cowboys are still the highest point-scoring team in the league by one.
Oh, well.
That's pretty amazing.
Take that away.
In second place is the Broncos. So we've got 183 points scored and Broncos 182. Manly 181.
Oh, and you know one of those 183, Chad's got 3 field goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And points against us, actually, we're not quite the worst. Rabbitohs are still the worst, 196.
Ooh.
And we're 191.
I thought we were 210, someone said.
No, well, this is on the NRL ladder as of now. So if we're 210, then that makes us the worst. But this is what the NRL ladder says at the, right at this very moment. Yeah. But it's not looking good coming up against the Panthers with Nathan Cleary coming back this week.
Look, I think something that I've taken out of this game, and again, I'm not a coaching staff, and there's a lot of more smarter men out there than me that's organising it, but
certainly clearly, are more smarter.
Clearly, if we keep running the same stuff, you're not. Put Taumalolo to the bench.
Well,
your wishes
have come true.
This is what I haven't seen the team list this week yet. Clearly. But this would be what I'd be thinking is going, you know what? You've 2 firebrands, Cooley, Kefu and Griff, you're starting props. Your second rowers, you're going to have Jeske and Nanai. Now, Jeske is leaving soon, but we get Lukey back. Put Lolo to the bench. See what's happening with McLean. Give him another week. I don't know. I'm a big fan of McLean, but Tom McKayley, time to look to the future.
I think your dreams have come true.
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen the team list.
Maybe you should be on the coaching staff. But before we get to that, we might rip out our 3-2-1s from this game, which are bloody hard to come up with. Let me just say. I'll kick it off quickly. Kulikefu Funifuiaki stood out in terms of attack anyway. I'm not going to look at any player and talk about defence. Maybe Cotter. But Kulikefu had a bit of a good run. I didn't look up his stats, but I gave him 3 points. Ruben Cotter, the aforementioned Ruben Cotter, I gave 2 points, mostly on the back of defence. At least he's always trying.
Mm. Can't deny that.
You can't deny that. And 1 point for Griffin Neame, even off the bench. I thought he had some really good runs in that game. Aside from that, everyone else needs a good hard look in the mirror.
Would you say, as my mate Skeeny would point out, and take a mirror to bed to wake up to yourself?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. All right, Pistol, who you got?
I went Tommy Dearden for 3. That first half when it was just balls to the wall, he was the only one putting his hand up for a go. Made a line break. Just tried. He's carrying the team. He's doing the captain's knock. 2, I went Kulikefu. Same for your reasoning. And 1, I went Semi-Val.
Just not Val, just Semi-Val?
Yeah, Semi-Valame. Yeah. Just... It was the toss up between him and Felt, but I felt Valame had. He always put his hands up for work. He'd run the ball hard. He'd have a crack.
Yep. Okay. Very good.
And over to me. Not too many tries scored on his side. And if they were, it was the inside man.
Yeah, not his fault.
Obstruction much if you take quite up the defender.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mabunka had a mare this week. I'll tell you what, it wasn't Mabunka. We might have come out on top.
We might have done something without that. If we had a bunker that knew the rules, we might have done something this week.
Totally.
We were hobbled by Mabunka.
Yeah. Indeed we were.
Yeah, it was like a bloody...
Yeah, we'd been hoodwinked.
It was like an Iraqi bloody weapon case in the bunker.
The refs definitely grilled us this week. We never 100%. Got a call. Yeah.
Definitely the refs.
Let's be true Cowboy supporters.
Nothing about
the ref. Nothing to do with how we played. Definitely was the refs' fault.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I reckon the less said about was the better. I'll have to check what I've done here. I've done Dearden for 3 points, Cooley for 2 points, and 1 for Semi.
Oh.
You are a copycat. you put them after me too. You are a dog.
I had Cotter in there. I had Cotter and Semi, but you had some good points. I kept Semi, but I ditched Cotter. I thought that Cooley needed to get the points over Cotter.
We're going to have to check the running tally somewhere along the way here.
No.
It's a blind vote.
This is blind.
We're going blind all year.
Yeah, blind all year.
It's blind until the end and I just make it all up.
And then at the end of the year, I think we do this properly with Cole's approval at Molly's, and we'll do a live reading on Tuesday night at Molly's or Friday night or something.
Who's going to be Hamish? Bill?
Bill.
Can you give us your best free vote? Free vote. So round, give us your best round 16. Just say round 16.
I wish you guys gave me some forewarning for this. No, no, no.
You've been a part of this organization now for a solid 10 weeks. Yeah. You know we don't do warnings.
You don't know what we're up to by now. Who knows?
I'm not following any run sheets.
This is all off the cuff.
Yep. No, I reckon that's a good idea. We do live Vata Mollies.
Okay, yep. Sure.
Yep. See how many people we can keep awake.
Let's do it.
Just make sure we're serving espresso martinis.
That'll be at Molly Malone's Irish Pub.
The best Irish pub / best pub in town.
Yeah.
In round seven, Sharks versus Cowboys. Sharks 42-6.
Did you see?
3 points. Dearden.
Did you see Cole's giant burger he shared during the week?
Yeah, it was fantastic, that thing.
Chicken burger. I'm all for big burgers, but I'm going to die on this hill.
Chicken burger.
Make your burgers wider, not taller.
That thing was popping.
I like it. But you got to. I'm not a snake. I can't detach my jaw.
You can't discombobulate your jawline?
Correct. I cannot discombobulate.
It's where you just squeeze it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining. No. It did look good.
It looked fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you just eat the pieces off anyway.
The food coming out of that kitchen, looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything Cole's putting up looks amazing.
When's the last time you've had a Molly's feed?
It's been too long.
It's
been a while.
Dead set. I've had a few this year.
Oh, and I would have been when we were there for Broncos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I change it up every time I've been there. Have not disappointed one menu yet.
Because you had the Guinness pie last time, correct?
Yeah.
Which was fantastic.
That was the ducks.
The mushy peas were sensational.
Great mushy peas.
They were very good.
Yep.
Round 8 preview versus the Panthers coming up this week. Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The Panthers, of course, getting Nathan Cleary back. Good for them.
Yeah, he's undone.
Yeah, one or two changes to the Cowboys squad. I'm not going to read them all out, but... we've got Kulikefu is starting.
Go fullback first.
Fullback first. Well, it's the same. It's the same lineup. 1-7 is identical to last week.
I thought Drinky might have gone to 6 and Chester to 1.
No, not quite. Jordan McLean at prop. Reece Robson at hooker. Griff Neem starting.
Like it. Like it a lot.
Cooley starting in the second row along with Nanai.
Not quite liking it. We'd rather Cooley in the other front row part.
Yeah, look, we're getting there. And Ruben Cotter starting lock off the bench. Jake Granville, Jason Taumalolo, Sam McIntyre and Thomas McKay.
Love it.
Thomas McKay getting his, it's a debut for the Cowboys.
So who drops out? Jeske.
Not including, so
18th, well, he's going to Brisbane anyway.
18th man is Vailea. Viliami. Jetski is number 19 this week. So you're sticking up here for this round, I think next round. But he's basically, well, I guess you call him injury, fill in between now and Saturday.
Awareness.
Sorry, between now and, Saturday. Saturday, 7:35 p.m.
Do you reckon, this is the thing with Lolo coming off the bench, this is what I was explaining before, and sorry to the listeners, I wasn't actually rehearsed on the team list. Taumalolo starts and plays the first 15-20. How good is his punch going to be coming off the bench? He could probably come on between 20-25, rip and tear, have a halftime break, play another 15. You've done your job as long as you've bent the line.
Yeah. Look, it's got to have, there's got to be some kind of shake-up in the middle because the last couple of weeks just hasn't been working. So I don't mind. It's a small change. I think maybe it could have been a little bit more, like you say.
Our go forward is off the back of him regardless. I don't care what people say. Like when he is on the field for that second stint, not that's happened much, but we haven't needed it because we've been in front.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes back on, when he came on against the Broncos when we needed the we ran off the back of him.
He
still has it. And he'll still have it. He's still only relatively young. Mm. He bends the line. He's got knee issues. We all know this. But don't punch with the big boys early on. Come on against a tighter defence.
Yeah.
That'd make more sense.
Possibly. The Panthers are Dylan Edwards, Sunia Taruva, Isaac Tago, Taylan May, Brian To'o, Jerome Luo, Nathan Cleary, Moses Leota, Mitch Kenny, James Fisher-Harris, Scott Sorensen, Liam Martin and Isaiah Yeo.
Yo.
Dane Laurie, Lindsay Smith, Liam Henry and Luke Garner off the bench. Tough one.
Not going to be easy, but I think that the Garrison City Anzac Ground community spirit another leg.
Look, honestly, there's got to be improvement. across the board. Not so much in attack. I think our attack is okay, if a little impatient.
Yeah.
But
Drinky throwing another cutout pass where it's telegraphed, put the grubber behind the line to now make the back line guess. Everyone's worked it out. Drinky's going to sweep. He's going to throw a cutout to Felt. Let's just intercept it. Throw it, but dummy it. Little grubber in behind the line.
I'm also
now
not,
you've got your centre up in the line to take that intercept, and you've grubbed it in behind. Keep them guessing.
Not, I'm not big on running on the fifth tackle every play.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bombing every
play. Can we roll instead of a crash play five out? Can we roll that into the in goal? Now with the short drop out, we may not get it back, but we're a 50-50 chance. When we crash play, we're not much of a chance of getting the ball back.
Well, yeah, and it's no different. Okay, crash play, you get held up 5 metres out. It's not going to be any different to a dropout.
Yeah.
Except you've got a chance to get the ball back.
Yep.
Which is exactly what you just said. So, yeah. No, I'd like to see a bit more variety on the fifth tackle.
Yep.
I don't mind the bombs when we're, you know, still in our own 40 or whatever, or the long distance bombs, or even if we're there, you know, 40 out.
I think we were 12-0 down or 18-0, and Chad's got the ball on the last. He's going to kick, and then he saw, hang on, no one's coming up to me. So he ran it.
Yeah.
Absolutely launched at Torp. Great. Never did it again in the game.
No.
Now, I know he might not have had a chance to run, but it's just every other kick was just end-over-end bomb. Like, can we just can we send it to someone to put up a floating Matt Burton?
We need to put more into the end goal and challenge for it.
Yeah.
And build some pressure.
Instead of landing at 15 out, can we land at 5 out? Now, I know it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong, but the good teams. Reynolds' kicking game lands it 2 meters out from the goal line.
They can do it.
Yeah,
between Chad, Drinky, and Dearden, they can put it on a dime when they want to. Mm.
I also don't think we have the potency of doing a bomb. Like, we don't have Hesper. No one seems to be chasing.
There's not a quick enough chase. No. We're not building pressure.
No,
at all.
So it's almost a waste.
And then they get the ball and they run. They're putting, you know, 60, 70 metres on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Chad launched that Torb and that was the first Torb. One there. He chased down the fullback and legs and tackled.
Caught him, yeah.
Like, great.
Yeah. That was the best play of the day. Not play of the well, yeah, actually close to the Cowboys play.
Close
of the day.
To it from our point of view.
Yeah, that's right. Needed to be more of it.
Win the game with D, boys. Get some solid D.
Get some D into you.
Get some good D.
Huge,
solid D.
Indeed. 250 games for Chad this week.
Yeah.
250 NRL games, clearly not for the Cowboys. And 200th Cowboys game for Kyle Felt.
My boy.
Go Felty.
Bringing up the life membership. Felt. Not long after breaking the club record. So
daily double.
I asked Felty today, Morgan, you'd like this. I asked him, do you get a choice of intro music to walk out to your 200th and stuff and whatever? And said, you should pick this one. It was Cody Rhodes' intro music.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah.
Imagine there's like you come out and walk out just as the part of, whoa! It'd
be amazing.
Awesome. And he said, love to. Anzac round, we don't get to choose our music.
But next time?
Well, the 200th game will be gone. Oh, so, yeah, he doesn't get his moment. He doesn't get his Cody Rhodes moment.
The story's
not complete. But he was keen on complete. It. He said, oh.
Still,
that would have been good. Yeah.
To get Anzac round on you.
Oh, 100%.
That's pretty damn good.
I don't care about you guys, but when that bugle hits, you grow an extra foot tall and a little tear comes out of the eye.
Yeah, I get a little bit of a big D.
Just quietly loves a bugle.
Favourite Kyle moments over the years?
Oh, just when he ripped it up West Tigers last year. That's really, really stuffed him.
For me, it's the Goga Gadget arm.
I was going to say that. Yeah. You can't.
And 2015.
Take away the 2015 try. Take away that. There's been so many moments.
Hmm.
There really has. Like, he has been.
I like that. He took that one in the air.
Yeah.
It was one of the first ones where he took it in the air and scored. I think it was over.
He got try of the year against Penrith.
It was over Tupu, I think. It was someone who's way taller than him anyway. Try of the year against Penrith.
Yeah, he got try of the year. If you look it up, if someone's got their sources, try of the year against Penrith, it was a day game, chipped over the top to the corner. I think the game was in the balance. I could be wrong. It was either we won 14-12 or we won 16-12. It was that scoreline. And the ball's gone up in the end goal. He's had to jump, bend his back to an obtuse angle to catch it, get it down to win the game for the Cows.
I think that's the one I'm thinking
of. And he got Dally M try of the year for that.
There's also one in the NRL Nines where he was about 300 metres outside.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Arm across. I just found the picture of it.
What a photo.
If you just Google Kyle Felt Nines score, and it comes up in the top row of images, and it's, yeah. It was one of the if not the first, it was one
that
of the first.
That is the one, Bill. Bill's found it here. And it was against Penrith. Fuck, I'm good at what I am just dialed
what
in.
I am just dialed in.
Is you the are one I'm thinking in. Of? That's the one I'm thinking of too, but I thought it was against Roosters, but that's even better.
There was one where he flattened someone out once too. That was bloody good. I can't remember what it was. A couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He just...
Angry felt.
He just went at this guy and just flattened him.
I'm sick and tired of people pulling my defence apart and just the balls come in. Oh, mate, still looking for his ribs off the QCB.
I think that was when I started saying angry felt.
Yeah.
He also doesn't mind a bit of niggle.
He's good for it. Yeah. He's good for it. I like it. We need that in our team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shit stirrer.
Keep it for this week, Kyle, because it's your 200th, but that bald spot's starting to get
a little... don't mention that.
It's starting to get prominent, big guy. Wow. I love you. You know this.
Don't go the early crow here, Pistol, because come this Saturday...
Yes.
So this we'll get onto that now, actually. Yeah. Yeah, this Saturday.
Pete's hiding something under this mop.
At Molly Malone's at what, 3 p.m.?
There's a big hole in your
zone. I'll be there from 3:30, but it's 5 o'clock shave.
5 p.m. shave. 5 p.m. These massively long locks, which are well beyond the shoulder length, I would say. What are they, hitting your shoulder blades or not quite?
Well,
there's a good 8 or 9 inches there.
I'd say they're hitting his pec muscles, but he hasn't got any.
Doesn't look quite like a foot to me.
It's past the pec.
What pecs?
But here they are. They are. You could hide your nipples with those ones.
Yeah. I think in a pony, when I tie it back from base to the end, it's about 38 centimetres.
You're not tying it in a pony when you get there at Molly's.
He's almost got a bit of a...
No, I'll be letting it flow, but apparently I have to get it plaited.
What? Yeah. Oh, easier to cut.
To then cut, because the whole idea, like I said, is donating the hair to make wigs.
Yep. Okay.
So that was goal number one. And shout out to a few. Look, I don't have the – I can bring up the link, but I'll probably just be rambling by the time it happens. But there was a bloke today, Ian Cunningham, shout out, $200 donation, mate.
Oh, like, Cummo's a legend.
Just – and there's been a lot of people on there. I thought when I first started this thing – let's shave the head. Let's try and make some wigs for some people, for some kids in the leukemia ward, and give them a bit of help here and there, and just a bit of positivity and sunshine on their lights. Then why don't you try and make some money out of it? And I was thinking like people like donate $10, $20 top sort of thing.
Mm.
Shout out to everyone that has donated, but there's been people on here. Bill's got the page up. I'm up to $2,956, so... That's outstanding. Mick Hoey, $150 today. Mark Gunn, $100. Unbelievable. Ryan Robbie, $20 there. Like Ian Cumming, $200. There's been other people here, $80 shout outs, $50s, $50s. Cat Gunn for $200.
Holy hell.
Or okay. Annie Rail Murder.
So
Carsten, shout out to you at another $50 there.
Did he last give it in last front?
Week one of my mates, Chowie, another $200. Like I'm thinking, mate.
Last week you were just under. But $2,000.
I was 1,900 last week.
This week you are 2,956.
And with that...
And counting.
With that, there's another 50 I have to put in on top of that out of cash.
I got to tip in, yeah.
Canefield Ashes. I don't know if I discussed this last week, but the Canefield Ashes finished up at Queens at closing time, 3 a.m., out the front, talking to old mate Punter, and don't know him from Barra, so... He was saying, oh, I love your hair. How good's your hair? This, that, and we just started yarning with another couple of mates. Long story short, he said, are you doing that for charity? Here's $50 right now, cash. So Mika's got to put 50 into that too. So we're over 3,000 now.
Well, she already did down the bottom. So yeah, she was one of the first ones.
Yeah, she was the first, but she's got to put another 50 in because old mate gave me cash.
I was just
a little cashy.
So we're over 3,000 and 6,000.
I was just double checking whether or not I'd donated yet. I can't.
No, you haven't.
I haven't.
My name hasn't come up.
There is
one privacy requested donated.
That's me. How much?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a lot.
$2.50. Yeah. That was, oh shit.
Yep. Totally.
So shout out to everyone that has donated, and shout out to people that do want to donate. If you can't donate, no dramas. I know it's a tough world we live in, and it is what it is. But if you're up for something, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Cowboys versus Penrith. At 5 p.m. Molly's, I'm shaving my head for a good cause and a cure. So come on down to Molly's anytime after 3:30. Cole's going to have a couple of drink specials on for anyone that's there and a part of it all. So come on down to Molly's from 3:30 onwards. Have a pint, have a beer. I'll shave my head at 5. Raise some money for the leukemia and cancer kids and all that, and shave for a cure.
Very good.
Two questions. How low are you going?
Well, I always said $2,000 for a number two. If I hit my goal of 5,000, I will go with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. And the second question is, are we ever going to see Velox again?
No way. Get
fucked. Shut up.
I'm probably going to go and say no. This was grown in 2020 in COVID times.
Pandemic here.
Without boring everyone with it, but I was an essential worker and it was too dangerous for me to go reef fishing with two mates, but it was okay to go shopping at Bunnings and getting a haircut with all these strangers you don't know. So too dangerous to go reef fishing, too dangerous to get a haircut. That's the reason why I started growing it. 4 years later, still have not had COVID with long hair. I've tested when I've needed to. Everything's been negative.
Now
have never had COVID with long hair.
Can I have a bit of that hair on Saturday night? I'm going to do a hair test. We're going to find out a few things about Pistol.
But that was the only reason why I started growing it in the first place, and then I started liking it. And look, I've had a couple of close family friends and a few people I know that have gone through the dreaded cancer route in the last couple of years. So
it's scary.
I thought, why not? Let's try and raise something for a good cause. And if me losing my hair is the worst thing in my life, but it gives something else to a lot of other people in tough times, then so be it.
All right. Well, that's Saturday night. Or Saturday afternoon at Molly Malone's.
Molly Malone's.
Get on down.
Molly Malone's.
Get a crumb steak and a Guinness pie while you're at it.
Yeah, have a few. Have a pint.
We are a third of the way through the season, so we thought we might check on our 2024 season predictions. We started at the start of the year. And for Dally M, we all picked Drinky to win it this year. Third of the way through, Drinky is the highest Cowboy on 12 points. The ladder leader is Lomax on 19.
Oh, not too far off. That's only one good game with the way the point system works.
Pretty much. The only problem is Lomax is probably the standout dragon at the moment.
Mm. I don't want to play wing, but I'm having my best season ever.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play wing so much that I'm going to sign with another club next year.
Yeah.
But having my best career season ever. And if you play wing like this, you will play Origin.
Top try scorer across the three of us. Pistol, you went Felty. I've gone Val Holmes. And Morgs went Semi.
Missed a bit.
Well, it's early days. Only a third of the way through. Currently the top try scorer. So Drinky is the current highest ranked Cowboy with 5 tries, but he's ranked 12th overall. Val has 4 tries, 24th overall. And, of course, Semi yet to get on the board with only one appearance. Sunia Taruva and Ronaldo Molitalo currently tied for first with 8 tries apiece. Didn't help that we gave him 2 on the weekend, just gone. Now, Cowboys' final position. Pistol, you got a second?
Still possible. We're only, with the buys, we're only one win out of second.
1 point out. I said 6th. We're currently 8th. You said 6th as well, Morgs.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, very good. Now, the top point scorer I missed was Holmes. We all said Val Holmes, top point scorer. Holmes is overall number one with a total of 68 points scored so far this season. We weren't too far off. A bit easier when you can score points and also be the kicker.
Mind you, he's left a few out there.
Hasn't he? Both tries and friggin' kicks. Cowboys final position. Wooden Spoon. Pistol, you went the Roosters. I went the Dragons.
I wish I picked Rabbits.
And Morgs went the Tigers.
I think I'm winning the bottom, right?
You are. The Tigers are currently 13th. The Roosters are 11th. And Dragons are 9th. The Titans are the current Wooden Spooners.
Let's go Tigers.
Now, in the grand final and who wins, we all went Cowboys being in the grand final, of course. But Pistol, you went Warriors. I also went Warriors. And Morgs went the Broncos. Boo.
You're a dick.
Yeah. But hang on. Keep going.
Currently, the Wars are not in the top eight, but the Broncos are 6th.
But who wins the grand final?
Oh, we've all got Cowboys winning.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You said win by two.
Yeah, so why am I getting the boo? Because the Broncos are in
Broncos.
There. Because Broncos.
We're going to do them again.
It would be.
We're going to do them slowly.
I don't need it again. I don't need it in my life.
You don't want to see the Broncos lose again?
But it would be amazing to beat them by 2 points.
Amazing.
If we beat them again in grand final, best thing ever. Yeah. But there's a chance they beat us. And every hand we've held above them, every leverage we've had, erases in one moment. Yeah, I'd just rather them never be in a grand final again.
Risk it for the biscuit, Pete.
What, double down on a perfect pairs?
Imagine if we win by two, imagine winning by two and it's a kick from the sideline by Vale.
Oh, God, I don't know.
And he actually nails it.
I would be that'd be a horror show.
It's 1918, Felt scored in the corner, Vale has a kick to win it, the siren's just gone. Oh, come on.
Is the alarm on your phone the AFL siren?
No, it's the AFL app. just letting you know that Hogan will be playing for the Giants.
Oh, good. That's handy.
And we don't know about Toby Green yet.
Oh, right. Very good. Anyway, Ponga is out for a minimum of 12 weeks with a Liz Frank injury.
Yeah, good thing we didn't keep him.
It's a little, yeah.
He's had a rough trot.
Yeah, the number of people who go, oh, look who we give away.
Yeah, sometimes Ponga, it works out.
We don't. I've been saying it for years.
Yeah, and he's got a bit of arrogance to him too. We don't want that at Cowboys.
Doing TikTok videos every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Him and Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Yeah, it's a bit odd.
But sucks to be him. I mean, 12 weeks is a long time out of a game.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. Rail Motor is due, the duo is playing live at the Stuart Hotel this Friday, April the 26th. They'll be at the Bowley Barn Saturday the 27th and the Seaview Sunday the 28th, 12:30 to 4:30, each one of those days. Their second single, Whatever It Takes, is out now. Came out last, I want to say Thursday, it was probably Wednesday. Cat's throwing something at the speaker as we speak.
Good song.
Whatever It Takes, yes.
I heard it's only one behind Taylor Swift in terms of streams.
Pretty much.
We're almost there.
Far behind.
We're almost there.
Rail Motor's second single actually did come out on the same day as Taylor Swift's 11th album.
Bad timing.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Not too good on the record books, but hey, you know.
It's a historic day.
You've got to do what you've got to do. You put it out there when you put it out there.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's what happens. Tipping Com over at footytips.com.au. And yes, I'm going quickly because the sooner I get through this, the more we get to talk without Pistol.
Yeah, God, I tell you what, it's gotten nice all of a sudden.
He's just gotten up and gone to relieve himself just quietly. He might have actually fallen in. And we might have to go and oh no, I just heard the toilet flush. Here it comes. So leading the tipping comp in our public competition, Robbo Mode is out in front on 46 points with Neon Cowboy HK. I think some names have changed here because different to last week. So Neon Cowboy HK is on 44 points in second place. Chris North 5 and Hail 7 are on and Cotterby the Cowboys all on 43 points. Valentine Fly Holmes is in 6th.
How's he doing so good?
He's used a joker.
Oh, yeah. He is a joker.
Dean's Nut and Paul Go Cowboys in 8th. O'Jacko and Cody O'Hara 7 round out 9th and 10th with Rock Lobster is currently in 11th but also on 41 points. So, look, not too far behind. There's jokers used by everyone up there. The first person not to use a joker is Rocking Horse Road, who's been with us since day one, I believe. And he's on 39 points and ESPN, a bunch of numbers, but not Finn, also on 39 points. They're the two that haven't used jokers and are well within striking distance of the top of the ladder there. Now, if we scroll down, Farkoff is in 23rd spot.
Fuck off.
Methodical Flamethrower in 28th. Trax is on the ranch, who won one of the competitions last year, is in 31st. Camo 99 is in 34th.
Big fan of the Camo.
As am I. Bag of Python Seed is in 35th. Lay Butter Me Up is in 42nd. I'm just picking names at random here. Red Hot Richie, who is one of our winners from the past as well, in 49th spot. 35 points. Look, it's all still pretty close, really, if you really want to go down to it. I'm languishing down in 93rd. I got three this week. It was pretty bad.
I've gone up 4 points, about something. I got five.
Yep, five. You're in 87th. You're beating me.
Yeah, I'm between you and old pistol two.
You got five this week.
I got five, yeah.
Where did I fall down to?
I'm looking for you now. Pistol Blazing Two Guns in 66th, having tipped four.
I've gone from 30-something to 66.
There's been a whole flip of the whole ladder's flipped this year.
Yeah, the Manly Titans. I'd pick Titans. That crueled me.
Wars, Titans, Raiders.
Mm.
And Cowboys.
No, but see, Waz didn't bother me because everyone went Waz.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was the Titans, Raiders.
Raiders, gotcha.
That crueled me. Like, if Titans had have won, I think there was three people that tipped Titans. So
yep, correct.
Everyone else went Manly, so I would have at least picked something back on that game. Mm. But Raiders was never going to happen.
The Potato is in 116th spot, but tipped six on the week just gone. So they might be putting on a run. That's not bad. So we'll go into – sorry, we'll actually have a quick go at the Patreon tipping comp where Traxxas on the Ranch is leading that one on 43 points with Valentine Fly Holmes hot on his heels with 42 points. I find Tinsel distracting in third with 40 points. Get your tips out in fourth, and Dearden's Nut is in fifth. Get your tips out is not used a joker.
I was going to use a joker this last week, and I'm glad I didn't.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
I was so close. No, I'll just wait. And then,
But off to round eight, and kicks off Thursday the 25th of April on Anzac Day, 2 p.m. Go Media Stadium. It's the Warriors $1.22 up against the Titans at $4.30. I'm going to kick it off and go the Warriors. I'm going to go by eight. That's not a margin I would normally use, but I'm going to go Warriors by eight. Morgs?
I'm going Warriors as well by 12.
Warriors by 12. Righto. The Potato has gone the Titans with a margin of zero.
That's funny.
Yeah, it'd be funny if they win.
Look, Titans are not a bad side. Like, part of me is wanting to go a big margin, which I'm going to anyway. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was a short margin. So, Waz to win by 22.
Ooh. Waz by 22.
That's actually pretty good.
And a quick one from Bill.
I got Waz by six.
Ooh, Waz by six. I like it. 4 p.m. at Allianz Stadium. This one is also on Anzac Day. Look at all these Anzac Day games. The Dragons, $2.70 up against the Roosters, $1.47. You know, going to go the Roosters. Should go the Dragons, but I'm going to go the Roosters on this one. Morgs.
I'm going against you. I'm going Dragons.
Okay. The Potatoes going the Roosters.
I'm going the Red V.
The Red V.
Drags always gets up for Anzac round.
Yeah.
Always. And stuff the Chooks.
Oh, I'm all for stuffing the Chooks. But anyway, Bill.
Yeah, big Red V 2 weeks in a row.
Ooh. Hey, V's. Yeah,
that's it.
What the fuck? I thought you were trying to. Scissor or something. Anyway, 7:50 p.m. at Amy Park.
Just because we got long hair doesn't mean we have the bits for scissoring, mate.
I wasn't going there. The Storm are $1.20 up against the Rabbits at $4.60. I'm going the Storm.
Yeah, Storm, unfortunately, going to pump them.
Yeah, looking that way. Yeah. The Potato's gone the Rabbits.
Do you think? I've gone Storm, but with this game, it's usually always Storm Warriors. It's been an Anzac.
Yeah.
Mm.
And obviously, you know, Warriors wanted a game in New Zealand. It's fair.
Yep.
And NRL didn't want to relinquish a game against the Essendon Collingwood juggernaut of the AFL.
Right.
So they've kept the Storm. At the start of the year, Storm Rabbits, that'll be a blockbuster. Do you think the NRL we've got this one wrong.
Yeah.
We chased the dollars and we're going to have a poo slinger every game. This is going to be 58-0 Storm.
Well, it'd be funny if it was close, though, anyway.
It won't be.
You don't think so?
The Landies will be watching
this. This is the game you put a cup of coffee on 51+.
Okay.
To the Purple Soldiers.
That's only going to be paying like $1.10 anyway, so I don't know if it's worth it. Bill.
Yeah, I'll stop.
Very good. Friday the 26th, 8 p.m., Four Pines Park. Manly are up against the Eels, the inconsistent Eels. I'm going to go Manly on this one.
I'll go Manly too, yeah.
The Potato has picked Manly.
I too am going Manly. I don't want to, but
Well, then don't.
No, but I've sort of realised this year tipping is more about your head.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Oh, he caught on. It only took 4 years, but he's caught on.
Four?
Five. Ten.
40.
he's leading all of us, so.
So far, he's dropping very quickly. Bill? Yeah.
Go on, Manly.
Very good. Saturday, the 27th, Campbelltown at 5:30 p.m. The West Tigers are $4 and the Broncos are $1.25. I hate it, but I'm going. I'm going the Bronx.
I'm with you. You can't go past the Bronx in this game.
Sadly. Potatoes going the Broncos.
Yeah, look, again, you got to tip with your head over your heart. This game always. Broncos have got Reynolds and Haas and. Piakura back and all that. I'm going Tigers.
Shakara. And Bill.
I'm going Broncos.
Good move.
If it was at Suncorp, I'd go Bronx, but Tigers at Campbelltown, that's a different beast you do not want to mess with.
Uh-huh. You are genuinely going Tigers or are you going Bronx?
I'm going Tigers.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah, he's going for that for that slide.
Check that after this.
Yeah, 7:35 p.m. Queensland. Oh, he's submitted it.
You're crazy.
Queensland Country Bank Stadium. The Cowboys, $3.70. The Panthers are $1.28.
Before you start, this is Morgs. This is going to, sorry to cut you off on that, but this is going to check allegiances. Remember how Mr. I don't tip the Cowboys if I think they're going to. This will check our host.
I just want to say I'm locked in already.
Locked in as well.
Sorry. I don't. What was the allegiance? I don't tip the Cowboys if what?
If you don't think we're going to win or the Penrith, they'll beat us. And so I bet you tips Penrith.
I am tipping Penrith.
Yeah, told you. No heart. No. You can't belong if you don't believe.
Yeah, believe until and belong.
Believe and belong, Rob.
Until I start seeing some improvement, together, that's what I'm doing.
Better together,
stronger
better
as
one.
Tougher together.
Let it sing.
Remember, always stay in the fight.
Yeah, stay in the game.
Morgan?
You softy. I'm going Panthers too, baby. I've gone Panthers. Yeah, Panthers, baby.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
stronger
I'm sorry.
Yeah, believe and belong.
Stronger together. Look, until I see something... I'm putting a hold on Cowboys. No, for this game, Cleary's back. Oh, I'm sorry, we're going to...
Fuck's he's been missing for 6 weeks. Who's he?
He's been training down the gym with Mary.
Nice.
The potato has gone the Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, potato, we agree on something. In other news, hey, Bill, you know how to edit and cut and paste a podcast?
I've gone the Cowboys.
Cut two channels out.
Do you want to start our own Tuesday night pod called Billy and Pistols Field of Dreams?
Tip the Cowboys.
The Field of Dreams with Billy and Pist.
If you build it, they will come, Pete.
I've gone cows. I'm never not tipping the cows.
I don't think he's gone cows either.
Bill.
Bill hasn't done it.
I've gone for the reverse psychology.
Yes, that's what we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. We faked you out, Pete.
It's the first game I'm going to this year, and I want to see the Cowboys win, so if I tip against them, surely...
Smart.
It's just like yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
I hung my washing out on a sunny day, and I said, I bet you it rains.
45 minutes
later, it pissed down.
We have capitulated, soft belly.
Is that what it takes? One little bad game against the Sharks and you all jump off the ship.
No.
We haven't hit the iceberg yet, fuck yous.
It's the fact that we're playing Penrith, which is the iceberg.
Did you see the game against Tigers? If the Tigers didn't suck so much, it would have been 18-0 after 10 minutes.
They've learned their lesson. Cleary's back. I don't know why I'm supporting
Cleary's nothing.
I don't know why I'm backing him up.
We got Chad.
I like the best part of this is I'm the one who normally tips against the Cowboys, and he's into you.
We're all back.
I love it.
Yous are all,
Sunday the 28th, 2 p.m, Suncorp Stadium.
No, we're not done here.
I want a Cowboys jersey.
We're not done here.
I want to win the comp.
This is not right.
I want to win the comp.
Yous are all Cowboy supporter. We're the only Cowboy part.
I'm happy to take the hit in the footy tips to win the game at the stadium.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Carton of beer or a bottle of rum.
Just wait
Cowboys
till he sees.
Cowboys beat Penrith.
Just wait till he sees what jersey I wear.
Murphy's 50 voucher, no. Cowboys win.
I'm not betting. Not betting. I've already losing enough money with your bets.
Sunday the 28th, 2 p.m, Suncorp Stadium. Dolphins are $1.45. The Knights are $2.75. I'm going up the Finns. The Dolphins have no LeFranc.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, Ponga.
Fins too.
Up the Fins, very good.
Fins too.
The potato has picked the Fins.
Yeah, Cowboys.
These two are negotiating the trade deal.
Yeah.
if Cowboys win, you owe me.
This is a bad bet.
Oh, very good. Oh, I'm glad somebody took it up. Pistol bet. Is going Dolphins or Knights?
Dolphs. The Lungrams. Going the Lungrams.
Up the Fins. And Bill?
Up the Fins.
Very good. 405 GIO Stadium in the suburb of Bruce. The Raiders, $2.75, have let me down all friggin' year, just quietly. Up against the Sharks at $1.45. I'm going the Wet Hair Nico Sharks. Morgs.
Okay, so two things. I'm going the Sharkies, and I'm going my first Joker of the year.
Ooh.
Oh.
We're playing the J.
He's jokering when he's not tipping
shoot
the Cowboys.
Shoot the J. Yep. Shoot it.
Well, I know I've got a game locked here. So, no, we're jokering up.
The Potatoes go on the Sharks.
I'm going tonight. Raiders, and on this, I just want to shout out the NRL. Thank you for not having a 6 p.m. game anymore on a Sunday. That's a heavy lift, 6 p.m. Sundays.
Mm.
Twos and fours. What a good Sunday arvo.
Yeah, I like it. Bill?
Sharks.
Easy. And that is footy tips for round 8 in 2024.
I'm just doing my AFL ones here. How much has Richmond fallen off a hill?
Oh, they're gone. Dusty's retiring.
They're terrible.
Yep. Look who's back. Look who's back, baby. The Eagles.
All right. It's this time again. We're doing the multi of dreams, all brought to you by Fusion Networks. My mate man Morgan over there runs the company. He's the treasurer, the secretary, the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Janitor, hands on the ground, lights on the feet, everything else.
Delivery driver.
Their secretary is dead sexy.
Oh.
Uh-huh. He's a looker.
Oh. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Should see him behind a silhouette sheet.
Yep.
Careful.
He does our IT. He fixes glitches with switches. He does the lot. He knows what a network port is. He knows what an NBN cable does. He does the lot. If you need anything IT involved. Now, Morgan, what does IT stand for?
Information technology.
Which, in the computing world...
It's waiting for you to correct me. It means everything.
Means everything. Yeah. Does the lot. This is an easy multi this week. It's only an 8-legger. I don't need to run through each leg because it's every home team.
Oh.
Every home team win.
What about Panthers?
Panthers are not the home team, but the home teams this week are Warriors, Dragons, Storm, Manly, Tigers, Cowboys, Dolphins, Raiders. $20 on that power played, all thanks to Fusion Networks, is $8,499.47 for the 20. It's $424.97 to 1, and that is all thanks to Fusion Networks.
Thank you, Fusion Networks,
for all the home teams. That's pretty up there.
Yeah. All the home teams. There's a couple of outsiders there, like Tigers will beat Bronx. That's probably the only outsider home team playing.
Right. Yep. Okay. Get on board.
I mean, the bookies say different with a couple other home teams.
Yeah, but the bookies, don't trust the
that's
bookies.
Really the only home team.
The bookies are only in it to make money.
The only home team out there is probably Tigers to beat Broncos. Everything else is pretty much a lock.
Yeah, I think, yeah I'm with you. Poor old Fusion Networks over there. A few things that we have missed because I jumped ahead a little bit too quickly. Supercoach. I don't know why I missed Supercoach. Probably because I did crap this week.
Yeah.
Just quietly. I'm now ninth. But Big Willie and Mike Hunt is still leading the comp. Now 400 points ahead. Nearly 450 points ahead of anybody else. So
he was in the top 100 of the total Supercoach competition.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Russell was telling me. So.
Now, there is a remove entry button here that if you get too good in this competition, you get in the ass just quietly. So, I won't touch that one. Second place is Harry, the Piggy Riddells, 7,457 points. Gary, the Big Footy Guy, is in third place on 7,325. Like I said, I'm in ninth. Pistol, the Hounds of Justice. In 19th.
I captain drink water again this week.
Yeah, I do every week. And
I've got to change him. I've got to change him up. But probably. I'm not.
You're just going to stick with it?
Not this week, because last year this time he scored that match winner in golden points.
He did.
I'm
He had a very good game last
year. Drinky, if you're listening, love you like a brother. You're my captain for one more week. If you fail me, the wheelhouse will be occupied by a different person next week.
All right. One thing I did miss, Braden Trindle will not play this weekend, is now being investigated by the NRL Integrity Unit after the Sharks 5-8 failed initial roadside alcohol and illicit drug tests early on Monday morning, not long after playing against the Cowboys and scoring a double. Nothing sus?
Nothing sus at all.
No. Probably the less we say about that, the better. Yeah, we'll just leave it there.
You don't want to start throwing speculation without facts. Or then if you do that, you know better than Buzz Rothfield.
Actually.
Or Hooper.
One thing. Yeah, well. We
Journalism 101. Let's start a rumour now. Granville's gone to Penrith.
I think that one's been done. You know, definitely for the last couple of weeks, but any team that plays the Cowboys does not do well the week after.
This is true.
Should be tipping against the Sharks this week.
Absolutely. You should.
You did, didn't you? You went the Raiders.
I went the Raiders.
That'd be big.
In Canberra.
Yeah.
It's getting chilly.
Canberra versus Sharks in Canberra. If you look up the stats, Sharks don't have a good track record in Canberra.
All right. Well, let's see what happens, shall we?
But Canberra don't have their halfback for 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. Torn bicep.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun. But
he was in my multi on the weekend.
Paves the door for Ethan Strange to step up and show us what you got, kid.
Dr. Strange.
You're a good kid, kid.
Onto the playlist this week. Yes, it's already up to that an hour later. Pistol.
Yeah.
What a song.
Yeah.
A cracker.
Belter.
A banger, one might say.
Belter. I probably could have changed this, but I'm sticking it in. It's just catchy. It gets you... You know, it's a good Saturday afternoon, like it's a vibe, it's a tune, it's something you can whistle along to when you're getting a haircut, you're drinking a pint and you're just getting a hair shaved and your mates are around and you
matter
just
of got fact, a little, I got it now.
Get a little bit of whistle by Flo Rida.
Yeah, right. Is that the
No, what's that one? That's not that one.
I don't know what this one is.
I don't want to sing it because I don't want to get clipped.
Well, yeah, last preview couple
this
of weeks.
This will turn into a soundbite.
Ah, right. How original that he called it whistle.
Yeah. Mm. Who would have thought?
Oh, yeah, this one.
Do you think he's talking about a whistle in this song or something else?
No, whistle. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, blowing a whistle. Definitely
without
blowing a whistle.
Doubt. Yeah, Morgan.
So I've got a nice little band called Squeeze, who are a British pop band, with a song to recognise the Panthers coming up here called "Cool for Cats." So it's a little bit goes like this. I'll play a couple little bars from it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I like that one. A bit old school.
Yeah, it's very kind of got that British feel of, you know, Britpop.
Very British.
And it kind of builds up and it goes, cool for cats.
Yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
Tell you what, next week, if we lose to the Penrith, and that's a big bloody if.
Yeah.
My song next week, you can put this in your playlist now. My song next week will be Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Yeah. I'll play
that's
that.
Only if we lose to Penrith, and that is a big if.
And you can pick my song next week if we lose.
All right, well, I'm going to go The Heavy, How You Like Me Now. You probably know this one.
Sounds familiar.
How Do You Like Me Now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this one. Yep. Cool song. Kind of funk.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but you got to pick a new song.
Oh, no.
That was in last year's.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I've already checked
it. Or it was in the first year's one. I've already checked it. Definitely had it.
I've already checked them.
Oh, he's got you there.
Yeah, it's definitely been
played. He's got you there.
It's definitely been in.
Oh, it sounds like Rob's got you there.
I already checked
it. Checked it.
All right.
Yeah, it's most certainly not in there. And I'm happy to be proven wrong, and I probably will be.
You will be.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Congrats to Kyle and Deanna Felt on the birth of their baby boy.
Ooh, Felty.
Let me read this right. Definitely Marlo John Felt.
Hang on, how are we spelling that?
M-A-R-L-O.
Oh, very nice.
Marlo
congratulations,
for a
Felty
boy,
Marlo.
You said baby boy?
Baby boy Marlo John Felt.
Oh, Marlo.
Get him training.
Yeah.
Marlo John. John is such a strong, great middle name.
Isn't it?
It is one of the best middle names anyone could have.
I think it's
John.
The best.
It would be
as a boy,
as a boy, obviously. Indeed. Yeah, because it's not unisex. John, I don't think I've heard any Johns as a girl. John as a middle name, boy, best on ground.
What are you saying? Maybe there's been touch-ups.
Just put it out there.
All right, go and have a look at the photo put on the North Queensland Cowboys website.
Oh, Felty's body.
Felty might have got a touch-up on the back of the head there.
Just saying, someone might have been kind.
You might have a rug.
A little possum.
Look, Felty, shout out. Just give us a wink. Mm. Two blinks of the eyes. Mm.
And a horns up.
And a horns up if that photo was touched up.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. Congratulations, Felty. Best player ever.
No doubt.
Definitely doesn't have a rinse.
No. Alternatively, you're probably just going to punch us in the somewhere if we're incorrect there.
We'll get him on when it's by round if he wants to come on.
Yeah, if he's allowed. I don't know if they're... I don't think, given the performance the last couple of weeks, that they'd be allowed to do too much outside of...
Maybe they just need to get their point across of what things gone wrong. Like, just a bit of PR.
Yeah. Potentially.
You can't hide when you're in a drought.
Yeah, but, you know, you also should be out there.
I've always said that.
I mean, you can excuse... Actually, he copped a hell of a hit early on in that game too.
Oh, yeah. Mm. His kidneys would be sore as shit. Man, that was knee straight to the kidney.
And he didn't take a hit up for...
Yeah, he was on his haunches a few times.
Good half that game. Yeah. But at least he stayed out there.
Stayed out there.
What a trooper.
Gave it his all.
United we stand, divided we fall.
Better together.
Get
better
shot in as the kidneys.
Stronger together.
Well, Rich Hands, I think we're wrapping this one up. Before Rob gets into his spiel, just remember I'm the only one here that tipped Cowboys, so stick with us.
And he'll find out when he has no hair on Saturday night after getting his head shaved and probably other things.
So come on down to Molly Malone's at 3:30 p.m. for a 5 o'clock showcase.
And donate to the...
And if you haven't already, and if you want to donate to the cause, you can donate on the day as well. Rail Motor.
Don't just give him $50 because he'll just drink it.
Not when he's out.
No. When it's for charity, he won't.
On the Ranch NQ on Instagram and Facebook. XR Bob on Twitter sometimes. Pistol on the spot.
Yeah, I was meant to do one on the weekend and went out for brunch on the Sunday morning, took the microphone, took the lead, said to the messo, hey, I want to go to the JT statue. I'm going to do it on the ranch, on the spot. Maybe not.
Oh, thanks.
So blame Mika for not having a video out. Totally. I had a bit of material this week.
You need to do one more before the... Chop.
I'll be doing one.
Yeah, do one before the cut, please. Yeah.
Morgan Holmes Evans on all the socials, Fusion Networks.
Yeah, that's me.
And thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Rail Motor.
Rail Motor this
Friday
weekend.
Night.
Friday, Saturday.
Come Sunday. On down.
Up the boys.
Go Cowboys.
Go Felty.
Go the Panthers.